14 minutes after 11. We've got the Castle Lads in the studio again, and we've got Alex in the studio. Morning, Alex. How are you?
Brilliant, thank you.
And we've also got the other fella, Lucas.
Hello, I am the other fella, as all of you know.
Now, first of all, I've got to congratulate you on your podcast last week. I was really gobsmacked that two, you know, relatively young people, you know, what do we call you, young adults?
Young impressionable teenagers.
Right, okay. Managed to sit in front of a microphone and talk for about 9.5 minutes about chosen topics. I just thought it was fantastic. And we've just done this week's podcast, which I've got to be honest with you, is even better than last week. So well done, guys.
Oh, we did. I tell you, if we could, we'd probably be going on for double that time if you let us have free roam. but to save you the exhaustion, I'd probably just keep it at that, like you're doing.
Well, it's very kind of you. Thank you. What is on the podcast this week, Alex?
Well, Lucas and I will be discussing a certain game called Days Gone. It's about a sort of post-apocalyptic, open-world, single-player game. It's brilliant.
Okay, and what else?
We will also be going through for our two other topics like we're doing currently. We'll be doing a music review for the last one, Tally Hall. And our middle thing will be the Daily Aquatics Update, a shrimp review to be specific. But before I go on, I have to make a sincere apology. I'm so sorry, my heart goes out to Sue. It seems that I didn't give you the recognition you deserved, going by your words. But you deserve such shout out to you. You may be average height, but you have a above average heart, and thank you ever so much for helping me. In my maths, obviously.
Sorry, who was this for?
Sue Ford.
Sue Ford, and there's a big shout-out because you forgot her last week.
Yeah, from what I see, she seemed quite impatient.
Is it because she's little? You just thought...
No, of course not. Just because I said she had average height doesn't mean anything.
All right, OK, so we've got to give a big shout-out to Sue Ford. All right.
Sue Ford, yes. Okay. Or just Miss Ford, to be fancy.
Okay. What lessons have you got when you go back, Alex? Talk us through it.
Well, we've got English. That should be about Macbeth. Quite an interesting topic.
Mm. Oh, hang on. You're not supposed to say Macbeth, are you? Now you've got me saying it. You're supposed to say something else afterwards now, aren't you? It's bad luck to say it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, apparently so. Oh, crikey, someone give us a cue, quick.
I'm not that old, I have no clue that would have happened.
So you're going to be talking about that play, that Scottish play?
Yeah, the one by Shakespeare.
Yeah. Okay.
The deaf one.
And that's what you're doing this afternoon?
Yeah, and after the deaf play, I mean, a bunch of them have deafs in it, but we'll be doing Futek for our last one. I don't know what we're learning about, but I can confirm that most likely next week or in the coming days we'll be making a vegan quiche, which seems quite specific.
Do you know what your face says? Everything. It says not really going to enjoy that.
Oh no, it's just confusing because most of these like recipes have many specific things that I can't even know where they are in the Isle of Wight. Yeah. So I just feel like I'm going to have to order this, order that, order all these like chemically enhanced vegan foods.
Are you not a vegetarian?
No, but it seems like a thing that I could get into when, you know, many people will. Could okay. Like help me.
Yeah, I've got to be honest with you, it doesn't appeal to me. Mm. I would always think, well, where's the meat? Or where's the fish? You've got to have something.
Yeah, I happen to have meat in a vegan diet.
Well, you know, if you have a quiche, you want a bit of ham in it, don't you?
Ham, beef, pork, whatever your favourite is.
Man, that's a quiche. With all that lot in. Good grief.
Might as well be a roast dinner on its own.
Now, I know that there were people out there that were worried about you because your dad, your mean old dad, didn't tell you that it was a bank holiday.
Oh, yeah, that old man. I'm joking. You're very young. You're like 40. But thank you so much. We had a little chat. I kind of convinced him, but it's fine. He's okay. I forgive him very, very highly up with me. I'm a generous person.
Okay. And what's your dad's name?
Phil. Phil. I like to call him Big Phil.
Big Phil. And we all know, Big Phil, that you ain't nowhere near 40.
No, he's like 30.
Oh, good grief. You owe him money or something?
Oh, no, of course not. No.
Look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some talk. We've got some local tunage on the way. Plus, we've got the gig guide with Steve Love coming up as well. It's 20 past 11.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Talk by Talk. It was easy, wasn't it? They had a day off that day when they were thinking of the lyrics and what should we call ourselves. It's 11:26. Other phone companies are available. It's Vectis Radio, it's FM 104.6. Got the young lads in, young-ish lads. From Carisbrook, otherwise known as the Castle Lads. And they've done a podcast. They've done two podcasts. You can hear the next one on the show tomorrow between 10 and 11. Now, look, summer's fast approaching. It's not like any other summer because, obviously, we've been in lockdown and there's been restrictions. Those restrictions hopefully will be lifted by the time you break up for summer holidays. So have you got any plans?
Oh, plan-wise, I am praying that I'll get to... for the first few weeks, however, I'll get to see some of my cousins for a great camping trip. A great classic spot near, I think, Ride? No, not Ride, Cowes, somewhere around Cowes and that. And I also get to see some great friends from Southampton, some of my dad's personal friends. We'll get to have a nice hangout, and it'll also be a break from the TV for once. Black Gang China's a place to go. And yeah, we tend to go there every summer recently. And as long as everybody listens, it will open up. What else about it? Yeah, that's really all. We play board games and that when it's raining, but hopefully it doesn't rain. But
hold that thought on the old board games. What are you up to, Alex? Anything?
Well, we were originally, before this pandemic thing, we were going to go on like a sort of camping trip to Devon. So hopefully that's still in the works. Hopefully it's just been delayed.
Let's hope it is. And when you say camping, is that like in a tent itself, or are you going in like a, you know, they have all sorts of big trucks these days where you can actually sleep in the truck and cook and so on?
Oh, yeah. Well, oddly enough, it isn't. How can I explain this? We're going to be on a boat.
Right. Okay. Excellent. Yeah. That sounds fun. Let's hope it's not too windy.
Oh, yeah.
If it's been like the last couple of days, you're going to have a rocky old night. Board games. Do you play board games, Alex?
Yeah, I love Monopoly.
Right, okay. Monopoly is one of those things that I try and avoid because it takes too long and it brings out the worst in people. What about, you mentioned board games in the rain. You know, when it's raining, you go indoors and play.
Mm. Considering how the questionable weather it's been throughout this week, I can only assume there might be a few downy days during the summer, but... My dad has kind of like, I like to describe it as a treasure chest since it is kind of smells like one considering how old it is, but he's like a little cupboard in the dining room full of like old and new games, and sometimes my dad's close friends, Becky and Hattie, I've shouted them out before, they also bring some new stuff, which is quite interesting, gives me something to do if I'm not on my PS4. yeah, bunches of things. Sometimes it gets quite competitive though. Like I said, Monopoly is one of our most violent games.
We're getting to the games now. Because I was thinking, you were sounding like a politician then. I asked you a question about what board games, and you went all around the houses, just like a politician would, but we got Monopoly.
Yeah, bit by bit, Monopoly, the most dangerous one. And yeah, up to you.
Have you ever played Risk?
Risk? Oh, yeah. That sounds so familiar. I swear we have that at school, do we, Alex?
I think so.
I played a Marvel version of it, I swear.
I'm not sure there's a Marvel version of it, but there possibly will be. There's a map of the world, and you have armies, and you've got to conquer the world, or you each get a mission to conquer a continent or as many countries as you possibly can, and basically take over the world. It brings out the worst in people. I'm sure that when we played with my son some 15 years ago, it brought the worst out of him. He actually even stood up. Most people, they sit down and play board games. No, he stood up. He wanted to be in control. And I'm pretty sure he had one of those little moustaches like Adolf had, and it started growing during the game. I'm sure he just morphed into Adolf Hitler and wanted to take over the world. Honestly, if you can avoid playing Risk, do so.
Honestly, yeah, I don't think I'd ever... Although I am growing quite the Adolf moustache, as you described it, I promise you I won't be going for any singular moustache. I'll be having a nice kind of lumberjack beard.
Lumberjack beard?
Yeah, you know, kind of like fairly out, not too much, not too far, just kind of in the not too messy, kind of like well groomed. But I will shave it though. My dad doesn't like me having a beard.
Hang on a sec. When you were describing your beard and you were doing this with your hands, other people couldn't see this. The listener, you couldn't hear. But your hands was out like about a foot from your chops. So this is a hell of a beard you got going on.
Oh, sorry. I was kind of leaving it up to my mind. If we're doing it based on how long I actually want it, I just kind of want it like barely around my like my cheeks. Kind of like, I don't know, like this length maybe.
About an inch.
Yeah, basically. Right. That's what it likes. But obviously, if I get more of a beard than my dad does, then he's probably going to get the wood chipper.
Oh, jealousy.
Jealousy.
Is that, is that what that is?
But he just says he doesn't want me looking like a 40-year-old while I'm in year 11, but we all know the truth.
That would be so funny, wouldn't it? Go back to school. You wake up tomorrow morning with a great big beard. Someone's put a curse on you.
Proper chick magnet.
There's that kid that's in year 11 that's got a beard and he's a lumberjack. All right, okay, we're gonna take some music. We're gonna play Crispy and St. Peter's, and then we've got Steve Love's Gig Guide, and then we've got a local track from Jura. It's 11:31.
Well, I woke up this morning.
Yeah, I'm aware you're there.
Sorry, you just mentioned pubs and my face lit up.
Oh, right, pubs. Okay, hang on a minute, you're too young to go.
No, I love the G2Os here. G2Os are great, that's why I go to pubs, not okay. Drinking just for them.
Other drinks are available.
Yep, I'm not that kind of person.
No, what I meant was other drinks were available because, you know, we won't go into detail. Mm. Hey, look, we got in the studio, we've got the Castle Lads, we've got Alex behaving himself, and we've got Lucas, who's a little bit naughty. We don't know what he's going to say next. So your last name, Alex, is Freeman.
Yeah.
So you're Al Freeman. You could be Al Freeman. He doesn't like that.
No.
Well, there was a disc jockey, a radio presenter that is probably one of the most well known presenters ever. Was called Alan Freeman. Alan Fluff Freeman.
Ooh.
You obviously won't remember him, but your parents may do. And he used to do the Top 20 Rundown years ago. Not off, mate, pop pickers. That's how he used to go. But old. So you could be, if you put on your podcast, Al Freeman, just imagine the hits you're going to make. The hits you're going to get because people will think, here, hang on a minute. Is he a relation of, you know, we could sort of add something not related to the Freeman bloke. But I think you'd get a lot of hits if we did that. What do you think, Lucas?
Honestly, I think that could really provide us some more spotlight. It could also make us a bit of cha-ching, but that's behind us. I'm here for the attention, and I'm just here for what the people need.
Are you not surprised that's his attitude, Alex?
I said money besides, not money in front. But it's what the people want, you know.
But when you walk in, the first thing you say is, "How many hits do we have last week?"
It's just so I know what I need to improve on, you know. I just need to take into mind what I did wrong. Great failure is the greatest teacher, as they say. So that's why I ask it. It's coming from the heart, not the mind.
See, I think you're going to be later on in life. You might be like a marketeer. Somebody that's going to go out, you know, knows exactly what the people want and going to give it to them. I think that's the sort of person you're going to be. And I think that's a good thing. I think we need people like you, Lucas. So I'm going to nurture that. And hopefully, you know, we can make some money.
Oh, possibly. I mean, I never mentioned anything.
See, the listener can't see you winking at me.
It's a nice wink. It's a sportsmanship kind of wink, kind of a mutual understanding.
All right, okay. So look, we got how many more weeks of school work and so on? We touched on exams. When do you do those?
Well, mock wise, I think do we have mocks in the last few weeks of year 10, or was it the start of year 11?
I don't know. Sorry.
Well, either way, mocks are quite important, and although it will be fine, it will still decide what we get, and I'm hoping I get what I need to get, which is either like average, slightly above average, and that will kind of help me get to go to sixth form, which is a place which will kind of help me develop my education. Once I get that, bye bye maths, all other courses that will interest me. You've probably heard me talk about it before in our last few interviews, but if you know what I'm talking about and you know what I want, then you understand.
The reason why I'm asking is obviously because of the pandemic, lots of things have changed with regards to exams last year. People were obviously due to do them. They pulled them this year. And how is that going to affect you going forward, Alex? Are you aware of it? Or do you just take each day as it comes and what happens will happen?
Well, I think I'm done for. There's no putting it lightly, I'm done for.
You, in what way are you done for?
I know I'm going to fail my mocks easily, which will in turn fail my exams, which will in turn fail me. So
you're nodding your head and saying no. He's bright, isn't he?
I strongly disagree. You still put effort into it. If you were fully given up, you wouldn't have even come to the school in the first place. You wouldn't be here right now. You'd be at home, but you're still here bothering to come on. You're still trying to learn, and that means that you will definitely get some questions right. And if you get questions right, then that will mean you've put in effort, and that is what all I need to hear, even if you disagree.
Thank you, Dr. Lucas. Okay, so I honestly, I think you'll be fine. But we're not going to put any more pressure on you. But he's shaking his head saying no. But I don't think you realise just how talented you are. When I showed you some editing earlier on, you took to that just like that. No problems whatsoever. So we need to build on that. Hey, look, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with some Sir Cliff in a bit. And we're going to chat to the lads once more.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
My pretty one on Vectis Radio, 7 minutes away from 12. Now we've got Barmydale, the sitcom, coming your way in the next hour of the show. It's episode 3 today, and then we've got episodes 4 and 5 next week. We're hoping to talk to a legend pop star on the show next week. We're hopefully doing the interview at some point today, and it will be ready for broadcast next week. But in the meantime, we've got the Castle Lads in, and you're looking glum there, Lucas. You all right?
Oh no, just distracted, nothing up with me, all good, just ready to just hit me with whatever you've got.
Well, do you know what, let's talk about this, because I think this is really hilarious, and people look at me as if I am crazy, okay? When you know, young people come into the radio station, and you want to get the best out of them, and if you've got good microphone techniques, you're going to be fine. And, you know, I've been doing this kind of work since I left school. And, you know, I would like to say that I've got reasonable or good microphone techniques. But if you haven't, you're not going to be heard, and people are going to switch off. Mm. And, you know, I think that is vital. That's important. One of the first things we learn is, or kids learn when they come in here, is how far they should be away from a microphone.
Mm,
and there's a little test, isn't there?
No voice, no opinion.
No voice, no opinion. There's a little test where you do that p-p on your hand. And if you can feel the pressure on your hand, you're too close to a microphone.
Mm, I do look quite silly doing it, so I'm glad.
You do, but you made
a
smile.
I'm glad there's a close space in between me and you two. Makes me feel a little more confident knowing that there's not like 1,000 people watching.
See, Alex is very laid back about it. He doesn't do that. He's there. He's found his space. That's how far he is away. He's fine.
He knows.
But you, every time the mics go live, you're there going, p-p-p. I'll tell you what I'm going to do one way. I'm going to fade up your microphone so we get you going p-p-p-p-p on the microphone.
Oh, that's gonna like seem kind of mank. I don't want to get any spit on it, honestly. I don't want people to hear that.
Now, did you mention we had to talk about food at some point?
Oh, food. I was going to like go buy it, but I mean, now that it's here, have a nice little lunch box, green to be specific. Inside it, I have a lovely salmon cream cheese sandwich. Quite a controversial take. You know, quite interesting one. Not too many people have received the taste. Not, I don't think too many people approve of it, you could say. But personally, I think it's very underrated and very. I like it. I'm a fish man, so when I see fish things, I'm like, yum.
So look, he's tucking into a big lunch. You're not having anything during the day, and but tea time you will. What are you looking for? What are you having for tea? Do you know?
Not yet. No. Sometimes my mum will make a nice sort of chicken and salad meal. She makes like homemade chips of, I mean, like potato. They're brilliant. She's an amazing cook.
Okay, that's good to know. Do you know what your mum's name is? Do you remember that?
Because
you didn't remember Nan last week, did you?
I'm sorry, Nan. But mum's name is Bina Freeman.
Okay.
Hello, mum.
Hello, mum.
Hello, mum.
all of a sudden a geezer comes out. Hello, Mum. So that's what you're going to have, be having for tea, possibly. I mean, my wife has this thing where you're having your tea and then she would ask you what you want for tea tomorrow whilst you're having your tea. And you think, hang on a minute, I don't know what I want tomorrow. I'm still eating this one. Let's enjoy this one first.
I agree. No need to be ambidextrous about it. Just kind of focus on the moment. Several week ahead.
Ambidextrous about it.
Yeah, have to think while eating. That's
say,
too much.
Say cheerio.
Cheerio, cheerio.
Say cheerio, Alex.
Cheerio.
News is on the way for 12 o'clock.